So let's review. The Gemara poses the following question regarding halacha. If a kohen transferred the kli shavus with the blood to the mizbech without walking, he merely hands it further. Is this halacha considered a valid avodah or not? As Rashi explains, this question applies to the following. Halacha shaloi lishma. According to the rabbanu who hold halacha shaloi lishma psula, the question is, if a kohen performed this halacha shaloi beregel shaloi lishma, is this considered an avodah and the carbon becomes pasul or not? Halacha bizar. According to the opinion that halacha bizar psula, the question is, if a zar performed halacha without walking, does the carbon become pasul or not? Halacha b'kayin. Rashi later explains that this question applies even to halacha b'kayin. If a kayin performed halacha without walking, is this avodah valid and the carbon remains kosher? Or the avodah is not valid and the carbon becomes pasul because nasis shaloi kehilchasa, the blood was transferred with an improper avodah. The Gemara concludes, Amar ula amar b'yechanan halacha shaloi b'regel leishma halacha. And therefore, in all cases of halacha shaloi beregel, the carbon becomes pasul because nasis shaloi kehilchasa. However, the Gemara inquires, efshal liskuna or loy efshal liskuna? Can one rectify this problem and remove the psul by returning the kli shavus to its first location and redoing the halacha properly with walking? Or one cannot rectify this psul by redoing the halacha? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes that ulam Rabbi Yechanan says halacha shaloi beregel psula, which implies that loy efshal liskuna. The Gemara proceeds and attempts to say that halacha shaloi beregel machlekes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. The question of whether a halacha without walking is a valid avodah depends on the machlekes in our Mishnah regarding halacha shaloi lishma, Rabbanan paislin, Rabbi Shimon machsha. The Gemara initially assumes that there is no machlekes by halacha rabasi, which means halacha beregel. If the halacha shaloi lishma was done with walking, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that the carbon becomes possible because this halacha is a valid avodah. The machlekes is only by halacha zutrasi, which means halacha shaloi beregel. If the halacha shaloi lishma was done without walking, the Rabban hold that the carbon becomes possible because they hold the halacha shaloi beregel shmei halacha. This halacha is a valid avodah and can cause the carbon to become possible. While Reb Shimon holds the carbon remains kosher because he holds halacha shaloi beregel loy shmei halacha. This halacha is not a valid avodah and cannot cause the carbon to become possible. However, the Gemara brings proof otherwise, that their machlokes is only in the case of halacha beregel, because the Mishnah explains Reb Shimon machsher because efshar b'loy hiluch sheichet b'tzad ha-mizbeach b'zayrik, which implies that their machlekes is only when there was a distance to the mizbeach and halacha beregel was required. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that there is no machlekes regarding halacha shaloi beregel, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees that shaloi lishma pasala because de'ef shalavatli. Since this halacha cannot be eliminated, it is considered a valid avaida. And the machlekes is only regarding halacha beregel. The Rabbana hold psula, and even though ef shalavatla hava avaida, while Rabbi Shimon machshir because since ef shalavatla loy hava avaida. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes b'nei Reb Chiya v'Reb Yana in the case of halichei zar v'chzira kohen v'chazav halichei. The zar first performed halacha beregel, and the kohen then returned the kli shavus to its previous location, and the kohen redid the halacha. Chadam akasher efshal liskuna. The carbon is kosher because one can remove the psul by redoing the halacha. V'chadam apasel loy efshal liskuna. The carbon is pasel because one cannot remove the psul by redoing the halacha. The Gemara mentions another case in the reverse. If a kohen first performed a valid halacha beregel, and he returned the kli shavus to its previous location, and then the zar redid the halacha, Rav Shimon bar Ashi says it depends on the previous machlekes as follows. According to the opinion of efshal liskuna, we always go with the second halacha. Therefore, in this case, it's possible because the second halacha was halacha bizar. While according to the opinion of loy efshal liskuna, we always go with the first halacha. Therefore, in this case, it's kasher because the second halacha was halacha b'kayin. Rebbe disagrees and says, af l'divri ha-paisel pasel, ta'tzarech lam-tuyeh. Even according to the opinion of loy efshal liskuna, in this case it's pasel, because since the kli shavus was moved away from the mizbeach, a second halacha is required to return it to the mizbeach. Therefore, here we do go with the second halacha, which is halacha bizar. The Gemara proceeds and attempts to say tzarech lamtuyeh machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan. The question of when a second halacha is needed, whether it's considered a necessary halacha and the carbon would become pasul, is the machlekes in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan hold halacha shaloi lishma pasul, while Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. Hamahalach b'makom shutzarech lahalach machshava peiselus. If the halacha was needed, the carbon becomes pasul. B'makom she'in tzarech lahalach ein machshava peiselus. If the halacha was not needed, the carbon remains kosher. The Gemara initially assumes that there is no machlekes where kibli b'chutz b'chnisa b'fnim zeu hilich shetzarech lahalich. If the blood was received far from the mizbeach and it was carried closer to the mizbeach, that it certainly is a necessary halacha and the carbon would become pasul. And there's also no machlekes where kibli b'fnim b'tzi l'chutz zeu hilich she'in tzarech lahalich. If the Kabbalah was near the Mizbech and it was then carried away from the Mizbech, that is certainly not a Nesir Halacha and the carbon remains kosher. The Machlekes is only where Keshech Nisai v'chazer v'yitziyai. If the dam was first carried toward the Mizbech and then away from the Mizbech, and then the Kohen did a second Halacha toward the Mizbech, which was Shalai Lishma, the Rabban hold the carbon becomes possible because Hatzach Lam Tuyai. This Halacha was necessary to return the dam to the Mizbech. While Rabbi Eliezer holds the carbon remains kosher because lavki lechatzarach lavayde dami, this halacha is not considered necessary avayde because the dam was already carried to the mizbech. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise from a brayser that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the rabbanon and holds chazav echnisay hilech chatzarach lahalachu, that this halacha is considered necessary avayde. And as Rashi explains, there is no machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbanon in this matter. Rabbi Eliezer merely argues with his father Rabbi Shimon, who holds that in all cases halacha shaloi lishma kosher. Because since Efshel Levatloi, Halacha is always not considered Neser Avodah. While Rabbi Lazar holds that it depends, and the Mahalach B'Makim should Tzarech Lahalach Shaloi Lishma Pasul, even though it was Efshel Levatloi. But since it is now needed, this Halacha is considered a necessary Avodah. Hanilach Kala Zvachim, where Bakashim completed the first parak of Masechta Zvachim, and will begin the second parak Kala Zvachim, Shekiblu Daman, in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.